During the golden age of whaling in the 19th century, more than 170,000 people signed on for whaling voyages aboard hundreds of different vessels. But what's not as well known is the fact that more than 60 whaling captains were black. Martha's Vineyard resident Skip Finley recently finished a book that explores the history of black whaling captains, and I sat down with him recently to talk about his research.
Most people don't realize 30 to 40% of all the people who ever went whaling were black. And for many of those people, that was an escape from slavery. And it was far better to be on a whale ship where you had the chance of being paid as opposed to not being paid, you know, working for the master or working for the man.
How did you begin your research about the black captains and how many were there?
Back in 2014, I wrote an article for Martha's Vineyard magazine about William A. Martin, who's the black whaling captain from Martha's Vineyard. And it's kind of intriguing. The question I asked myself is, how did this guy get to be a whaling captain? He was black. Frankly. So I did some research. You know, I got carried away. At that time in 2014, most folks thought there may have been about 20 of these guys. So I kept doing research. Before I knew it, I found 35 of these guys.
Finley's research brought him to the New Bedford Whaling Museum Library, where he learned about the existence of a whaling crew list.
Turned out it was a spreadsheet with all these names, with 175,000 people, based upon what then was called the Seaman's Protection Papers, which are kind of like the equivalent of a passport. So once I took this crew list and data sorted by rank and race in particular, or rank and color, folks were just jumping off the page. I found 64 guys who I'm convinced were black and whaling captains, if only for one trip. These black whaling captains, in today's money, the whales they killed, the oil that they returned with, was worth over $100 million. That's a lot of money. And imagine what that money could do in those days.
I think it's an amazing story what the dynamic was like aboard ship compared with what it was like for black people on land. There was that democracy aboard a whale ship that almost ceased to exist the moment the boat came into port.
That's so true and so accurate. First, just a small comparison. Slaves were actually fed better than whalers, which is astounding. On that boat, you had to work together. You know, the captain was the king. Rank had its privilege more so on a whale ship than anything else. Once you got on a whale ship, if you were the one who could see the whale, stab the whale, return with the whale, and then learn how to cut it up. You know, that was the first test. That was the first milestone. The second was, can you navigate? And if you can do both of those things, why should you not be the captain?
So it just was a matter of proving yourself. If you can prove yourself that you have the abilities that you needed out at sea,
right,
where it was a completely different landscape, then you could. Now, Captain
right.
Martin, am I right that he captained many voyages, right? How many in total?
I forget exactly, but I believe it was 14. He actually whaled for about a 50-year period of time, but he didn't get to be a captain until he was 48.
How was he treated here on the vineyard, when he was on shore in day-to-day life?
He went to school and got his education here in Edgartown. So I don't think he was treated, you know, like a slave would have been in the South in the exact same period of time. His education certainly helped. He must have been a very nice person. As a whaling captain, as it turns out, not so good.
Really?
Not so good.
In what respect?
He wasn't the best manager of people and of men. Okay, you know, there were a lot of incidents, you know, a lot of desertions. Desertion was common in whaling, but there seemed to be more desertions on his ship than others. So because you were a black captain didn't mean you were a good manager necessarily.
Yeah, I was reading about the Provincetown captain who actually had the ship that disappeared.
Yeah, Colin Stevenson. That is another factor. You know, whaling was, you know, there were no guarantees in whaling, you know, certainly. I believe, I forget exactly, but I think about 6 or 7 of the black whaling captains, you know, actually never returned. You know, some we know what happened to them, a lot that we don't.
I've been speaking with Skip Finley for WCAI's Hidden History.